disease causes a lot of death in children, lots of times. You know, when you get DPT shots, one part of the shot is to combat this disease. Do you know what it is? It's the D part. It's diphtheria. Is there much around here?
No, they've not been for a long time. Children have to take shots before they start school for diphtheria and different things. And then they take boosters to keep it down. They would be if it wasn't for that.
Well, a disease that causes sometimes your eyeballs and your skin to turn yellow.
That's yellow jaundice.
And a disease that causes something in right at the bottom of your intestines to swell up and you have to have it taken out. It's really not a major.
Appendix.
Okay, what's the disease called?
Appendicitis.
Okay, is there another word? Do you know of any other words for that disease?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, if I ate something that didn't agree with my stomach and I had to go to the bathroom and get rid of it, what would you say that I was doing? Came out.
Vomiting.
All right. Are there other words?
Well, yeah, people used to say throw up and all, but most everybody says vomiting now.
If a person was vomiting, I might say he was sick, blank the stomach. He was sick.
At his stomach.
What is the term you'd use for when two teenagers, a boy and a girl, go out to a show or something like that? You would say that they are what?
And he's her boyfriend, or they're sparking.
Sparking.
They differ.
What other words besides sparking would you use?
But courting.
Okay. Which would be the most likely one that you'd use?
Well, generally, they're sparking mine.
Okay. If somebody refused to marry someone else, do you have a term that you would use? Any way that you'd say that person just refused to marry?
Well, yes, I've heard different words, but I can't think right now.
Like you might say, he jilted her.
Yeah.
Are there any others?
Well, left him at the altar and such as that. I don't know which would. Well, mostly jilted.
Yeah, okay. If two people became engaged and then they went to the church and they got what?
Married.
Right. A person that, a girl, who is in a wedding and she attends the bride, she would be a what?
Bridesmaid.
After a wedding, sometimes there's a noisy serenade in some places. Do you know a name for this? Right after the wedding, this whole, anything that happens right after a wedding.
A reception.
Is that all that happens?
Well, that's generally all that happens, just a reception, and then they leave out.
Okay. Now, I need some words that I want you to fill in the blank, but you know how sometimes you say, for example, when I'm referring to coming over here, I might say I'm going over to Granny's, but I'm going out to Mama's and down to the store. Up to the super. Okay.